This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, we talk about the latest in the sustainable aviation fuel situation from the ethanol industry's perspective, coming up with Madi Shaw of the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association next.
A new year brings new opportunities for Iowa soybean farmers. From biofuels and policy to a changing market landscape, many factors impact the value of Iowa soybean crop. Learn about these trends and more on January 30th by attending Farm Forward, powered by the Iowa Soybean Association. Register today at iasoybeans.com and position your farm for success in 2024 and beyond. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers.
Sustainable aviation fuel is the next big thing in biofuels industry hopes. Right now, the airline industry is looking for a low-carbon solution, and ethanol could provide that solution if they want to get in the game. Iowa Renewable Fuels Association Executive Director Madi Shaw recently traveled to Georgia to see the country's first sustainable aviation fuel plant producing using ethanol.
Yeah, it was kind of mixed emotions. I was very nice of LanzaJet to invite me down there to see literally the world's first commercial scale facility that's going to convert ethanol into sustainable aviation fuel. It's a beautiful facility, you know, obviously brand new. They're just, you know, flipping the switch to start it up. And so, you know, the message there is, you know, sustainable aviation fuel, or what we call it SAF for short, SAF for short. It's here, it's now, it's happening. And that is exciting because as it grows out, it has the potential, if we don't screw it up, it has the potential to be the largest new market agriculture has seen probably ever.
If Iowa wants to be a part of this industry, they're going to have to find a way to sequester the carbon from ethanol plants, because what we have in place now isn't enough to meet the carbon scores required for sustainable aviation fuel. Now, of course, there's been much debate over pipelines and carbon sequestration trails that would lead the carbon to North Dakota or Illinois. However, the fact of the matter is, Iowa does not have the geological requirements necessary to do this job. Now, as a fellow landowner, Shaw says that he understands that there are concerns, but we need to find a way forward if Iowa producers are going to be able to cash in on this marketplace.
It takes a certain type of geology where you can drill down under the water table. Obviously, we want to keep the water safe. You've got to go, you got to have a rock formation that is porous that you can put the CO2 into, but it's got to be a capstone layer above it so it doesn't then come back out, because that's not sequestering it. So there's some really unique geology that it takes. There might be a few spots in Iowa where we can do that, but there's no reason that for us right now to believe that we can do that at the vast majority of our plants. So we really do need to be able to put it in a pipeline and send it to places like North Dakota, Illinois, some other places where those formations are well-known, well-developed, and ready to go.
Shaw points out that the SAF market could mean a big economic growth for the state of Iowa.
We're looking at a new market that could chew up another 5 or 6 billion bushels of corn. I mean, that would require us to build probably 60 or more new ethanol plants, 11 here in Iowa. Then you have to build the facilities that turn that ethanol into sustainable aviation fuel. I mean, we're talking about billions of dollars of farm income. We're talking about tens of thousands of jobs, you know, huge boost to the GDP. The sustainable aviation market is so big, it will take all the ethanol to jet that we can produce, and it will still have to go and find more expensive options for them to satisfy the demand.
We have much more on this at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.